Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Pagans Tonight Radio Network, the voice of the pagan world. Pagans Tonight is sponsored by Witchschool.com, your anyone, anytime, anywhere magical education.
Welcome to Discovery Tarot Path. I am your host, Reverend Stephanie Neal. It's hard to believe, but we are on lesson 19 of this entire series. And so it's time to discuss the seventh stream cycle through the tarot cards. All right, so the seventh stream cycle is all about integration, because if something useful is discovered, then assimilated into your chest of tools to be actively utilized. If the tool is not used, then over time the tool begins to rust, becoming something different. If you use the tool, it will teach more about itself and yourself. So integration began in the earlier streams, finding themselves moving back and forth from flashes of awakening to moments of lighter sleep, all the while you were considering to fully integrate what you have learned and experienced firsthand or not. Essentially, everything comes down to believing in yourself and the willingness to be grateful for both challenges and success. You see, all accomplished by aligning your frequencies consistently that you possess within the universes. To present this precept another way, your 12 strands of DNA broadcasts highly developed frequencies outward into the universe, touching everything inside us. The universe is residing within each of us, collectively working with us in partnership, aligning as one frequency, touching all high frequencies through our higher selves and the universe within. The universe responds to our consistent frequencies, what you are consistently focused upon, you are saying outward, but what you are saying inwardly, because that is where the universe resides. We are not in a time or a place. We are not anywhere. We are everywhere. We are in a state of consciousness, raising our vibrations to every being, currently, deliberately connecting to the love that created us or the bliss that refined us. Your eternal place already exists now. Here is the only place, and now is the only time that exists. You are now at the tipping point to break through to what has always been here within you, this full dimension. First, you feel a strong knowing and a strong desire to awaken to divine love, though at first nothing seemingly changes around you. You are naturally resonating, transmuting into complete awareness that all this has always been within you. Nothing has changed. Awareness of your completeness. Living within these high vibrations clear all out old doubts, trusting yourself, because God has created the most masterful and magnificent beings in all of creation to do what they love. That's right, that is your responsibility, to do what you love. This is why it's so important to believe in yourself. Believe in you, you will not fully believe in anyone or anything. There will be peace experienced through this cycle. Trusting in your higher self begins to flow like a stream of living waters. Live in wonder and curiosity for the unknown. As the veil between dimensions become thinner, you will see magic all around you, appears and disappears. You will know you will never die, so celebrate life as you have never done before. Be still to hear your source, beloved ancestors, and your inner voice. Remember, fear and exhaustion keeps us asleep. And there is no wrong way. We move to the cards now that represent this cycle. The first is the King of Pentacles. This card reveals this individual is an enthusiastic extrovert, ready for new and exciting experiences. If this multi-talented person stays focused and consistent, he is successful and highly prolific at almost anything he tries. At their best, they are loving socialites. They may be restless and compulsive. This person is solidly trustworthy and wise in the ways of the world. He is remarkably productive, a very hands-on person when working with others, a reliable person, enjoying family, friends, and work. Everything he does is thoughtful, trusting in what he knows. The next card is the King of Swords. This individual has keen insights regarding with abstract knowledge of the all versus the individual, thus celebrating both individuality and the all. They understand to know something is to apply it to their lives. The King of Swords represents a great intellectual, powerful mind. This is someone who can clearly see the big picture and the small picture at the same time. An analytical mind, laser-focused on a goal, person demands honesty. Now, unevolved, this person can be ruthless, and his words can cut to the bone. The next card is the High Priestess. She represents persons that know what they need on a gut level. She is fiercely independent and awake to her own powers. She knows she holds a vast amount of personal power, own skin. The pomegranates on the fabric behind her represent the fullness of wise ideas. The calm lake behind the High Priestess says she is at complete peace. The pillars of dark and light represent that she sees both mysteries through inward and outward wisdoms. Now, unevolved, this person may be passive-aggressive or not trusting in their own wisdom. You see how all these relate to that stream cycle? And we move to the Emperor. He is the architect of living life with open eyes and great authority, actively constructing his reality, utilizing mind over matter. You see, we are establishing future foundations for future generations to wake up from this dream system. Do not shy away from your innate visions and possibilities of now, from which to build every foundation. Every person has their part to play in this dimension work, where they are right now. Until next time, I celebrate you and blessed be.